Longtime listeners to Utah Public Radio might recognize this Scottish accent delivering the weather forecast.
Tomorrow still unsettled, showery and cool. Late in the week, there are a few dry disturbances, so an unsettled week, but still probably partly cloudy and sunny.
Dr. Rob Gillis, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday morning.
My pleasure.
But recently, USU professor and state climatologist Robert Gillis decided he wanted a change of scene.
You know, rather than going home at night and maybe reading a paper on climate or weather, I thought, well, maybe I'll try something different. I didn't quite realize what I was getting into, I have to be honest.
In his off hours, Gillis is now an EMT, a part-time emergency medical technician in Salt Lake County. So, in contrast to spending 2 years to get a research paper published, within the span of 2 hours, he will help someone in crisis.
With being an EMT, it's different. You go there, the person's in pain, and you just help as part of the crew to alleviate that pain and then transport that person to a location, a facility where they get better. You actually feel that you've accomplished something today, you've helped someone.
In this story, we wanted to find out what the job is like for an EMT like Gillis, those who arrive first on the scene to a medical emergency, and how they fit into our healthcare system. To see for myself, I visited a fire station in Midvale.
Ambulance 226.
Just as the crew is finishing lunch, a call comes in from dispatch, a drug overdose. The two part-time EMTs on shift clear their plates and jump in the ambulance. At the scene, there's a crowd of emergency responders, including firefighter paramedics, that get the patient on a stretcher. One of the EMTs drives the ambulance, the other helps the paramedics in the back. Fire Captain Ben Scherer says you need all those people to respond because you have to be ready for anything.
Often they're in the basement and they're large, or they may be on drugs or something like that, and they might want to fight. So we always send at least 6 people on a call.
80% of the calls the firehouse responds to are medical in nature, so they get an inside view of where crises are erupting in society. In addition to the usual falls and accidents, they see drug trends before the news reports them. They see the rise of diseases like diabetes and the consequences when people can't afford to pay for medicine. Captain Scherer says in this area, they're often dealing with those who don't have insurance.
People get sick and they wind up being poor or homeless or, you know, on the brink of not having their home anymore just because they got sick. And that's when the EMTs and the paramedics end up being that person's primary care, where they know that we'll come.
Patients only get billed if they end up going to the hospital. Otherwise, it's paid for by the public. The firefighters have a salary that starts at about $42,000 a year. They all have EMT or paramedic training. The part-time EMTs that work with Unified Fire Authority make $12 an hour. People in the field say the jobs embedded in firehouses are better than the ones with private contract companies, but are competitive to get. RJ Walker was an advanced EMT who worked for a private company in Salt Lake City, making $9 an hour. Now he's a poet who's written about the trauma he experienced on the job, including the death of a baby. He did EMT work for 5 years, when he finally decided he couldn't take it anymore.
That's longer than most. The turnover rate is really high in Utah. Sometimes people last for months. Sometimes people last for a year. Either they drop out because they can't take the pay, the hours, and the trauma, or they move on to better paying medical field work.
In contrast, the unionized firefighters have very little turnover, often staying in the job for their entire career. Captain Wade Watkins is the EMS Division Chief for Unified Fire Authority, serving Salt Lake County. He started back in 1999. He says the work comes with stress, but he loves it.
Not only do we feel those stresses as you go through life and experience those calls, but you're also going through the human experience, right? You're growing up, you're growing old, you're having families, you're seeing people have challenges, your peers are going through that whole thing. And we're with each other for could be 30, 35 years.
Many part-time EMTs want to go on to be firefighters or work in the medical field. Some, like Robert Gillis, just want to have the experience. Of course, Gillis is unusual, an EMT who also happens to have a PhD.
You know, many people do critique academic institutions as being in an ivory tower, and essentially we are. We're not seeing what happens elsewhere in life. So, you know, I've been to residencies where my eyes have been opened on many fronts. I'm far less dismissive, far less judgmental.
Being a first responder, helping people when they're most vulnerable, is a different perspective on life. And Gillis says you can't learn it by studying it from afar. You've got to be there to get in the ambulance when the call comes in. Andrea Smartin, Utah Public Radio.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.